Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back in. It's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. What a tremendous week one of the college football season. We advance and we get ready for week number two. And we also got to advance here and be better on this show at picking these games. Because one game we were dead wrong about, me and my entire crew, was LSU. An extremely impressive game one performance last Sunday night up against Miami. LSU with a lopsided 33-17 victory over the Hurricanes. Let's bring on the LSU head football coach, Ed Orgeron, right now. His team gets ready to battle later tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time up against Southeastern Louisiana as the Tigers return home. So, Coach O, congratulations on the week one victory. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, and how are you?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Great to be on the show.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming on, and that was one heck of a performance last Sunday night. You know all the hard work that goes into a week one game. Just how proud are you of your squad and what they were able to accomplish last week?
I'm very proud of our football team, the leadership of our team. Our assistant coaches did a tremendous job of preparing this football team. Overall, just a great night to represent the LSU Tiger family on a great stage, a great recruiting area for us in Dallas, Texas. Things went well. Miami is a good football team, but there's a lot of things on the film that obviously we have seen to get better. So we're looking forward to getting better this week.
What did you learn about your team up against Miami, if anything? What impressed you the most, Coach?
You know, I like the poise of our offense. Obviously, we had a couple of timeouts early. We had to get some things right. I love the way Nick Brissett ran the ball. Joe Burrow ran the offense. He had a lot of poise. He made a lot of good decisions on fourth down. He made some great decisions for us. On defense, we were lights out to begin the game. We had two turnovers. Offense had zero turnovers. Scored on defense. Yeah, we were a little disappointed in the fourth quarter, letting them score 14 points on us, but Miami's a good team. Some of the best receivers we're going to see all year. So overall, it was a great win for us, and then special teams was lights out. Our kicker, our kickoff team, Greg McMahon, our special teams coordinator, did a fantastic job.
You mentioned your offense, and in that first quarter, you guys were feeling each other out offensively, and then Miami misses a field goal, and that really opened things up, and momentum started to shift for your offense. Just how did you guys generate so much success up against a very talented Miami defense?
You know, they're a blitzing team. They take chances. I think the big run cut it open, and there was in a slant, and we got to cut them off, and Nick did a good job. And then Steve Ensminger just kept on chopping away and took the things that he thought that he can do with their defense was giving us. I thought Steve did a tremendous job of calling the game, and again, there was a lot of poise and a lot of patience.
With Nick Brossette and all summer long with your running back room, we were hearing it was going to be running back by committee for these games, and on the first game of the season, he goes for a 125 and two touchdowns. Was that performance by Nick surprising to you, or did you expect it out of him?
You know, I knew Nick was going to do well, and he had the best camp. It's his senior year. He waited 4 years. He's from U High in Baton Rouge, a highly recruited young man, great character young man, another story of a player waiting 4 years and having an excellent season. I think Nick is going to have an excellent season. We're excited about Clyde. We're excited about Chris, Curry, all our running backs. I think that the running back committee is still going to be there. We have several plays where we run different running backs in there because of their skill. But Nick is going to be our featured back from now on until someone takes his place.
You know, it's not really a bad problem to have, right, Coach?
Yeah, it's good. It's a great tradition here at LSU. We're looking forward to it. We love running the football. We know we did a stat this morning. when we hold our opponents under 100 yards rushing, and the LSU Tigers rush for more than 100, we're 73-0. That's a pretty good stat.
No doubt about that. Fantastic status. We're talking to Ed Orgeron, the head football coach of LSU right now. Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let me get to your quarterback, Joe Burrow, the transfer from Ohio State. What did you think about his performance week one, and what can we expect out of him the rest of the way?
Yeah, you know, there's going to be a lot of things to improve on. There's going to be more things that we can do with him, but his poise and his maturity, especially in that first quarter, when things wasn't going right, he took control of that offense. He made the right throws for the most part. He did a lot of good things. He put us in the right position. He audibled at the right time, especially on that fourth down. So there's a lot of good things he did, but a lot of things to improve on.
Talking to the head football coach of LSU, that, of course, is Ed Orgeron. When we take a look at your defense, clearly a great performance in week one, but some unfortunate news earlier this week with one of your top defensive players, Kalavon Chaisson, has a torn ACL. Just tell me a little bit about your relationship with this young man and how you go about trying to replace him, which is going to be a tough task.
Love him. He's like a son. And recruited Kalavon, and we had a long talk yesterday, and obviously he's got a great attitude, but it hurts. And Kalavon's 110% in. He's a great Tiger, and he's going to come back from this, and he's going to have a great day. You know, we have Ray Thornton, we have Andre Anthony, we have Travis Moore, Michael Divinity, we have Jarrell Cherry from Dallas, Texas. Those guys are going to have to step up, and I believe that they will.
Defensively, Coach, how do you build on this week one performance and make the defensive unit even better?
Yeah, you know, we love the turnovers. We love scoring on defense, but there's some things that we got to get better at. We're out of our rush lanes. We rush past the quarterback too many times. We have to rush to the level of the quarterback. We gave up that 3rd and 18. We let guys get behind us. We didn't play the hash right, which is something I know Dave wants to fix. We need to eliminate the big plays and finish strong.
Coach, you know the build-up before this game last weekend. Just what was the scene like when you guys got to celebrate in the locker room after the big victory?
Yeah, they were happy. We had a happy football team. I felt good going into the game. I felt good going into our preparation. I got to give the credit to the leadership of our football team. You know, we had a rough camp. Things happened to us in camp. We blocked out the noise. We went through some adversity. I do believe it made us stronger. And I got to give the credit to our players and our coaches that did a tremendous job.
Talking to Coach O, Ed Orgeron right now, head football coach at LSU. Let's get to this week's opponent coming up later today, 7 p.m. Eastern time. It's LSU as you guys return home up against Southeastern Louisiana. Tell me a little bit about this week's opponent, Coach.
No, they're good. You know, I know Coach Selfo. He's done a good job. They put up 31 points against ULM, Louisiana Monroe. They have a transfer quarterback, throws the ball well. They have a receiver that had many yards. You know, obviously, they're going to come in and give us our best shot, but it's not about them. We have to treat every opponent the same. We have to prepare the same way we prepared last week, and we're playing at home, so it should be a great night.
You know, this is an opportunity for you guys maybe to use that new redshirt rule if it goes how many people believe this game will this week. How do you plan on using the new redshirt rule this week?
You know, we have a plan every game, and, you know, you go into every game. We talk to the coaching staff. If this happens, these are the guys who are going to play, but obviously – we like to play as many guys as we can. Give them a chance. They deserve it.
When you have a game like this, Coach, up against Southeastern Louisiana, people start to look ahead. How do you get your guys, your players, and your coaches to really just get all locked in and focus on this week and not look ahead to next week?
Yeah, we learned our lesson last year with Troy, and that's not going to happen again here at LSU while I'm here. I'm going to do the best I can to treat all opponents the same. We practiced hard yesterday. Our coaches are working hard. We're going to be good leaders as a coaching staff. We have great leadership on our football team, and we need to play as a hungry football team like we did last Sunday, and we plan on doing it again.
It's tough, though, Coach, not to look ahead, because that Auburn team that you play next week, they had some performance. That was a mighty performance up against Washington that they were able to deliver last weekend.
Yeah, they did. And they're a good football team. We know that. I'm friends with Kevin Steele. I thought his defense looked fantastic. He's all out blessed the last play. That number five in there, Derek Brown, I believe, is hard to handle. But, you know, we can't look forward to those guys. We've got to beat Southeastern Louisiana first.
Ed Orgeron is with us. Coach, a lot was made going into last week about your job status and how hot your seat was at your dream job, being the head football coach of LSU. How do you handle that pressure? And the best way to handle it is to go get a victory, I guess. And you guys were able to do that in convincing fashion last week.
Yeah. Block out the noise. I don't know anything about that stuff. I come to work every day. I go as hard as I can. I go home, put my bed on the, my head on the pillow, go to bed, and wake up the next day and do it again. You know, we have a saying, we block out the noise. I don't read the newspaper. I'm not on the Twitter. If I go home, I may watch a show or two, go to sleep. So that stuff doesn't enter my mind. I don't pay attention to none of that stuff, whether it's good or bad or indifferent. We say we can control what we can control inside this building. That's what we do.
You may not be looking at Twitter, but does maybe some of the noise that was created last week with you, your team, and maybe how much people hyped up this Miami defense, do your players at all hear that? Does that maybe motivate them in some way since they weren't being respected a whole lot going into the game last week?
You know, I'd like to tell you that it's self-motivation that happens inside this room. I don't know if that affects them anyway or not. I like it for it not to affect them, for us to control our emotions inside our own room.
Wrapping up with Coach Ed Orgeron of the LSU Tigers. Coach, before we let you run, I'll end you on a little bit of a fun one here. I remember your Ole Miss days with the Michael Orr movie, The Blind Side. You were in it, and you had a great Oscar-worthy recruiting pitch, which was a whole lot of fun to watch. You still get a little residual from that movie after all these years?
You know, I may get a little check every once in a while. We may have to get a pizza or hamburger with it once or twice a week.
You know, what were we talking, Coach? Like, every few months you get 8, 10, 15, 20 bucks? You know, how much is it?
Oh, we get a little bit. They you know, I'm very appreciative of what they did. Fred Smith, the owner of FedEx, gave me $25,000 to the school of my choice. And I gave it to my high school because they prepared me for college, and I was very appreciative of that. So, really, I was appreciative of the money that they gave me.
Since you mentioned your roots, because now everyone looks at you as the head football coach of LSU and everyone knows you, and obviously that job means a whole lot, even going back to when you were a youngster. Just tell us a little bit about your earlier years and maybe some people behind the scenes that don't get enough credit for where you are today with your success so far in coaching.
Well, you know, I was raised in South Louisiana by two great parents, and you know, they wanted me to go to college and play football, and that's what I did. We had a great high school career. And I thought I wanted to be a coach at 6 years old. I told my father that. My father was a leader, and I was a graduate assistant for 5 years, and my first job was at Miami, and you know, I was with some great coaches, man, Jimmy Johnson, those guys. Then I went with Pete Carroll at USC, and you know, I'm from Louisiana, but believe it or not, I spend most of my time outside of Louisiana, Miami, New York, Los Angeles. And that's where I learned how to be a coach. But I was always grateful to come home and represent the great state of Louisiana and the LSU Tigers.
Well, Coach, this has been great, and I appreciate you coming on. Congratulations on the first win of the season up against Miami, and good luck coming up later this evening up against Southeastern Louisiana. We appreciate it. We'll do it again real soon. Thanks, Coach.
Go Tigers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.